When did you begin to sense that the US government might be as bad as it is good?
Well, in the course of my disillusion, of course, like all Americans, I went through a school which trained me in patriotism. All advanced countries have schools where you're trained in patriotism. And I grew up believing all that. I don't know, I think I first started having my doubts in high school. When the teachers, I had a bunch of liberal teachers in high school, New Deal liberals left over, this was the late 40s. They all told me that anybody who questioned the official version of Pearl Harbor was despicable. And some of them actually named historians who I shouldn't read because they were despicable. And this always brings out the skeptic in me, so I started reading the despicable historians, Harry Elmer Barnes, Charles Beard, James J. Martin, and they sort of keyed in with what I was reading of anarchist thought at that time. And I began to decide that Roosevelt set us up just the way I think Bush set us up for the current attacks. And I wasn't really sure of that, and I'm not 100% sure of it even yet. I think it's a damn good bet. They were decoding for the Japanese codes, and they knew pretty much what the Japanese were planning. The Army and Navy Joint Board of Inquiry into Pearl Harbor concluded that from the decoded messages it was possible to deduce not only that an attack was coming, but where and the exact date and even the hour. Then came the Cold War, which happened too fast for me. I was listening to the radio and going to movies and all through World War II, and the Russians were our allies and the Germans were the villains. All the Germans were equally villainous. And then suddenly the Germans were our allies and the Russians were the villains, and all the Russians were equally villainous and all the Germans were equally heroic. There had never been a Nazi in Germany. It was an invasion of Eskimos that made up the Nazi Party. Not a single German was involved. I just couldn't believe it. It was too big a change. And then with Vietnam, I got more and more doubtful. And with the assassination of John F. Kennedy, I began to feel, my God, this is just like Europe in the Dark Ages. Things really haven't changed. It's like the Roman Empire. And more, decade by decade, I see more and more parallels, not only with the Roman Empire, but with the Tsarist epoch in Russia.